News Radio KMAN. Over the last several months, we've been providing you regular updates with regard to the coronavirus as it applies to local concerns. And today, once again, we are joined by Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Director, and also Riley County, the local health officer. They just kind of coincide, don't they, Julie?
Yes.
It works well that way, I suppose. But the duties are different in a lot of respects, aren't they?
Oh, yes, they are.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that at some other time. But first, let's talk about some numbers here with reports coming in over the weekend. And it seems like there may be, again, maybe here locally, some sort of flattening of the curve.
Yeah, we have good news. As of this morning, Riley County now has a total of 422 confirmed positives. So we only had three positives come in over the weekend. So that's very good news. We have seen kind of a flattening of the curve here in the county. Last few weeks, we've had a downward trend of our percent positives. So that's good news. Out of those 422, 106 are considered active cases in which we're still individuals. We have had now four deaths. And we've had 312 recover. So, again, it's not great to see that, you know, four deaths, but it is good to see those recover numbers much higher than our active cases. We currently have three COVID positive patients in the hospital as of last night. One is in ICU on a vent. We do have 170 tests pending as of this morning, and we've had a total of 4,168 negative tests in the county so far.
That seems promising.
Yes, it does. And we hope to continue that.
Certainly. Well, local health orders are a part of the information that a lot of people need to adhere to. Tell us about local order number 16 and what you anticipate there.
Yeah, so order number 16 is in the works. We actually have a draft of it that we put out last week to our Board of County Commissioners just to get feedback and kind of look at all possible options. Of course, we have to take into consideration all of the data that's available to us, what we're hearing from our COVID-19 clinical task force, other healthcare providers in the area, and of course, what we're seeing at our hospital. It looks like we are going to strengthen some things as far as our restrictions on bars and restaurants. We want to be preventative. We know that the students are coming back possibly this next weekend with a lot of August 1st leases. And so we're looking at taking a preventative step and getting that order out hopefully within the next few days so that the bars and restaurants can prepare for those things and so that we're ready as a community.
What kind of work are you doing with Kansas State University with regard to the return of students? And, you know, like things like Rush Week, that's a big deal.
Yeah, we know that we have to have modifications in place. So things like that just are going to have limitations, definitely. A lot of cancellations. K-State has had many conversations with us looking at bringing those students back and looking at safeguards that we must put in place to prepare for that.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the hospital's capacity. And you said, I believe, three or four are at Essentia Via Christi Hospital now?
Yes, we have three in there now.
Any concerns about capacity or needs in terms of PPEs and other supplies related to the coronavirus?
Yeah, you know, we're always monitoring this. But as of right now, we are not concerned at the moment. But, of course, we're looking at this every single day. So we are in close contact with the hospital every day, looking at their capacity, what's going on in the hospital, what they're seeing as far as COVID-related patients and also other patients as well. Right now, we're not concerned. It's very minimal right now, but we will continue to monitor that situation. And as far as PPE, we have plenty on hand right now and more to come with that as well as our Spark funds come to us. We're definitely getting prepared by purchasing more PPE.
Unfortunately, over the weekend, it was reported there was another death that was coronavirus-related, and that of a 96-year-old patient who was at the Leonardville nursing home. Now, you have indicated that the nursing home there is now cleared because it's been like 4 weeks or so since the order went in place there. What can you tell us about the status of this particular patient who passed away the other day?
Can't tell you anything right now. We do know that it was COVID related. And yes, Leonardville has been cleared. It's been definitely more than 28 days, which is our standard. We go by CDC guidance there as far as clearing Leonardville. And I will say again, you know, Leonardville did everything correctly as far as protecting their staff and their residents. It is unfortunate that we did have another death there, but they did everything correctly as far as getting tested right away and then retested again. And we were able to clear them because of how quickly they acted.
How about the breakout at Metal Ark Hills?
And that as well is being monitored. They actually just did their second round of testing. We're getting those results back now, all negative so far, so that's good news. And they did the exact same thing as Leonardville. They did everything correctly. They acted fast, got everyone tested. And so that is good news. That just goes to show that they were prepared and will hopefully be able to clear them in the next few weeks as well.
We're visiting today with Julie Gibbs of the Riley County Health Department, getting a regular COVID-19 update. And one of the things that, you know, it's always one of the positives when you hear about a lot of folks that are making masks and giving them out for distribution and mask distribution and pick up or drop off. Is it the Kansas United Way Tuesdays and Thursdays still?
Yes, Kansas United Way is acting as our hub for masks. So if you have any masks that you'd like to donate, please donate them there. They actually have quite a few masks on hand, so they're able to get those out for free. You can go and get those for free anytime between the hours of noon and 3 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And that's Kansas United Way. They're located at Colony Square on Points Avenue, Suite 245.
I understand that today at the Riley County Commission meeting, EMS Director David Adams, and he's part of the coalition also, task force, rather, is going to ask for some more discussion with regard to a resolution with the county pertaining to wearing of masks.
Yep, we're actually discussing that, I believe, at 10:50 today. It's on the agenda. We're discussing a potential mask mandate for the county this morning. And this stemmed from meetings that we had in the last 2 weeks with K-State and with our COVID-19 clinical task force. We're looking at this from a prevention standpoint. We know that masks have been proven to be effective and are just another tool that can greatly help to reduce the risk of spread. Now, to this date, we have not seen community spread in the unincorporated areas in the county. But again, we're looking at this from a preventative standpoint, knowing how transient our county is. And with schools starting back up here in the next month, we just really want to be prepared.
Well, schools are making lots of decisions these days, and that's not an easy process. I know that August 26th is the date set for USD 383. Have you had quite a bit of conversation with the school district with regard to making that decision?
Oh, yeah. We're in constant contact with certainly Michelle Jones and the superintendent there. And we're also in contact with Riley and Randolph as well. So just making sure that we're prepared for students to come back and that we have all of our safeguards in place. You know, with all these different orders coming down from the state and here locally, there's a lot of questions around those. So we want to make sure that we're available to answer those questions.
Julie Gibbs, thank you for joining us. We'll visit with you again Wednesday morning.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you, Dave.
You bet. Anytime. And Julie Gibbs with the Riley County Health Department, where she is the director, and also with the task force, and she is the local health officer. Lots of improving news there in our conversation today. A look at our forecast comes next.